Masechta Menachos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, near to the bottom of the Amud, where it says V'sovar Rab Shimon Mishal Tibur D'Araisa. In the Mishnah we had Loi Minu Kohen Achar Tachtov. If the Kohen Gadol died and the new Kohen Gadol wasn't appointed yet, who brings the Minchav Chazitin, which must be brought every day? Mishal Mihoyz Akreva, and Rab Shimon said Mishal Tibur, that the Tzibur, the Lishka, the Tumas HaLishka, pay for the Minchav Chazitin. And Rabbi Yehuda learned it's Mishal Yorshim, the Yorshim of the Kohen Gadol pay for it. And later in the Gemara, we had a drosha from a posik that tells us that it comes from the Tzibur, according to Rabbi Shimon. Chok Oilam, Mishal Oilam. And now the Gemara asks, V'sove Rabbi Shimon Mishal Tzibur D'Raisa? Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that the Tzibur pays for it min HaTorah? But now there's a Mishnah in Shkolim that seems to say that the Tzibur paying for the Minchav Chavitin is a Takana D'Rabbanan. Over there it says, Om Reb Shimon, Shiva Dvorim Miskinu Bezen. There were seven things that Bezen was Mesachin, Vizeh Echad Mehen. And the previous din is one of them. Which is this din that Vizeh Echad Mehen refers to? It says before that a behemoth that was found in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, so we could assume it to be a korban, and whoever finds it has to be makarit for a korban. So, Zechorim Oilois, the Kevos Shlomim. If the behemoth is a Zohar, we assume it to be an oila. If it's in the cave, we assume it to be a shlomin. This is the pashtus of the mission over there in Shkolim. The Gemara there elaborates and gives a slightly different pshat, but the main idea is that whoever finds these behemoths has to bring them for the korban that we assume them to be. What about the nesochim that must come along with this korban? So the Mishnah said, Borishoina, Hoyam Amashkin and Esmoitza. In the beginning, they forced the person who found it to bring the nesochim out of his own pocket. So what happened was, whoever found a behemoth in the vicinity of Yerushalayim would leave it go because he knew it would cost him private money. So therefore, Bezen was Mesachin Takona that the Tzibur, that means the Trumas HaLishka, the money from which the Karbonas Tzibur come, should pay for the Nesachim of these found Karbonas. And this is the Echad Mehen. This is one of the seven Takonas that we begin the list with. And then the others follow. If a goy sent the korban from Din Sayon, and we do accept korbanos from goyim, as you had many times so far, sholach imo nesochim, if he sent along money to buy nesochim, the nesochim that he sends alone, if he sent the flour, oil, and wine, we don't accept it. But if he does send money, kreivim mishaloi, we use that money to pay for the nesochim. If he sent no money along with it, kreivim mishal tzibur, then the tzibur pays for the nesochim to go along with the korban of the goy. Of course, in case of a yid, we could be mechayev the yid to pay for his own nesochim, but we couldn't be mechayev the goy to do anything, and it would come out that the korban wouldn't be korev, it would lead to eva, and the bizoyin of kodshim. V'chein ger shemeis, the same goes to a ger that died, and left no yorshim, v'hiniach svochim, and he left korbonis. Yesh loy nesochim, if he set aside money for these nesochim, or if he was magdish nesochim themselves, then krev mishaloi, we makriv the nesochim from his money that he set aside, because it's not a hefka like the rest of his nechosim, since he already was makdish the nesochim or the domain nesochim b'chayov. So it's the property of hegdish, it can't become hefker. If he loved, but if he left no money that was mugdish for nesochim, and the rest of his nechosim are hefker, krev mishal tzibur, so the tzibur pays for the nesochim, because there's no other way to cover the expenses of the nesochim. Utnai beznu. And then there's another takona, Tnai Bezen, Kohen Gadol Shemeis, Vloy Minu Kohen Achar Tachtov, Shateim and Chosek Reve Mishal Tzibur. This is our halacha, that if a Kohen Gadol died and there's no new Kohen Gadol, so the Tzibur should pay for the Minchav Chavitin. So we see from here that the fact that the Tzibur pays, and this is Reb Shimon's din that we have in the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda argues and says that the Yorshim pay. The Mishnah in Shkolim goes like Reb Shimon, who says the Tzibur pays. And there it says that it's a takona, it's a Tnai Bezdin, the Takanos Chachamim, not a Midrash at all, that the Tzibur pays for the Chavitin. Omer Babo entered the Teret on the Kasher, Shnei Takanos Havah. There were two Takanos. Midrash mid the Tzibur. Midrash the Tzibur pays, like it says in Pasuk. Reb Shimon Dashens, Chok Oilam Mishal Oilam. The money comes from the Tumas HaLishka. Kivin the Chozu, the Komitchak HaLishka. And Chachamim saw later in the Bayasheni that there were so many Kohenim Gedolim that died, and people didn't become Kohenim Gedolim right away afterwards. So the Lishka carried a very large expense, and it was under pressure to pay for all these Korbanos Chavitin. Tikinu the Ligvim the Yorshim. So they made a takona that the Yorshim should pay for it. given the cause of the kapashiba, and they saw that the Yorshim were Peshay and didn't pay, so there was no one to foot the bill for the Chavitin. So the second takona, which is the way it's mentioned in Masech Tishkolim, it was a takona of Bezin, but it was a second takona to restore it to the Deraisa, they restored it to the Deraisa, that the Lishka pay for it. Then the Gemara goes on to explain another case in that Mishnah in Shkolim about the seven takonas. V'alpora shaloi yehei moilin ba'afra, the pora aduma, from which the Eifer HaPora was made, which was distributed all over Eretz Yisrael and kept in the cities so that people should be able to have the Hazor of the Mayim Kedoshim when they became to Mayim Mesim, Hazor Shlishi Ushvii, and it was a takona derabonon shaloi yehei moilin ba'afra, that there shouldn't be any me'ila in Hegdish in the Eifer, although the Eifer originated from the Pora, which came from funds from Bedek HaBayis, Pora's Kotche Bedek HaBayis, and the Melit was Hegdish, and there should be me'ila there, but it is a takon of Chachomim that there shouldn't be me'ila in the Eifer. So here too the Gemara asks, there I say, it's not a takon of Chachomim, with Ashnit from the Potik, that is no me'ila. The Sanya, Chatofi, Malamech HaMoylen Bo. From the word chatos, we learn out that it has halachas of chatos, like kodshei kadoshim, and it shows that we're moil in the pora. Tosfos mentions over here that why can't we say that we're moil in the pora because it came from funds kodshei bed kabayis? Why do we have to dash in the pasuk chatos to say that there's meila? So Tosfos says that the chidush from the word chatos is that there could be meila achar meila. It means simply like this: anything that comes from kodshei bed kabayis, it's subject to the dinam of me'ila. That means if one is nana from it, so he has to bring a korban me'ila and pay for the loss to Hegdish plus a chaymesh. That's what me'ila means. But the minute one is moil in kodshei bed kabayis, it goes out l'chulin. In fact, the payment, the tashlumin for being moil in kodshei bed kabayis, is the cost of the entire item, because since it all becomes chulin, so even by using a little bit of it, the moyel caused the loss of the entire item to Hegdish, because it all goes out of Hegdish and becomes chulin gemurin. And memela, there can't be a second meila following the first, because once there's one meila, it's chulin and no longer subject to the halachas of meila. But once we darshan the derash chatos, which says that it has a din like kodesh kadoshim, and that tells us that even after one is moyel in the pora, there could be a second meila, because just like kodesh kadoshim is yesh moel acher moel, after all, a behem of kodesh kadoshim doesn't go out l'chulin after a me'ila. It remains kodesh, and the next one who has an offer me'ila is also mechuyav kor me'ila, and so the third and fourth, because it never leaves the Yerushus HaHegdish. And from this we learn from the posik chatos that poro has this same din, yesh moel acher moel the poro. Now, he, it says chatos he, so what do we dash him from the word he? Bo moelin ba'afra ein moilin, that only when the pora is still alive, or it wasn't yet turned to eifer, it wasn't burnt, then there's me'ila behegdish. But in the eifer, there's no me'ila. Now, we need a special drosha to tell us that the eifer ein moilin. It's true that there's a klal by hegdish, that once hegdish is burnt and turned to eifer, there can't be any me'ila, because it's nasim mitzvosai. And ein lochtover shenasim mitzvosai o moilin bo. After the mitzvah is completed and it's turned to Eifer, then there's no me'ila, except in the case of the Eifer of Trumas Hadeshen. But over here by Eifer HaPorah, the mitzvah wasn't done yet. There's still another mitzvah to do with the Eifer. The main mitzvah is to put the Eifer into Mayim Chayim and use it for Hazor Shlishi Ushvi. So by turning the Porah into Eifer, we can't say that it was Nasa Mitzvotzai. Furthermore, Tosfos says that over here, Bichlalot doesn't pass to say that the Eifer should be Mutter, because the entire mitzvah over here is to turn it into Eifer. That's the tachlis of the pora. So the Eifer, being the final result of the preparation of the pora, can't have less kedusha than the pora, if not for a special gzeiras hakosef. It's different than all the other burnings that we find by Hegdish when we burn Noiser, or the pora musir manisrofim, or the Eifer of the deshen on the mizbeach after the trumas hadeshen was removed. All that Eifer results from the aftermath of the Kiyama Mitzvah. Mashenken over here, the entire mitzvah is to turn the Pora into Eifer and to create this Eifer. So it's not Eifer that's from the aftermath of the Kiyama Mitzvah, but it's the tachlis of the Kiyama Mitzvah to have this Eifer. And without a special Gzeiras HaKosef, we would be moil in the Eifer. It would be the prime item of Hegdish in the whole Seder of Pora Aduma. So here too, as in the previous Shtickle Gemara, the kasha is, how could we say that it's a takon of bezin, not to be moil in the yefer? We see that it's a befeish posik that we learn out of the word he that tells us not to be moil in the yefer. It's not a takon of bezin, it's a deraisa. Om Ravashi, shtei takonis avoy. There were two takonis. Deraisa, midaraisa, bo moil in ba'afra, ein moil in. As we said before, we dashen from he that were moil only in the pora before it's burnt and not in the yefer. Kivan de chozu, after bezin saw the kon mezalvlipa, that people were mezalvl in the yefer. And they said that since they have no hegdish, no kiddush any longer, so we could use it for personal use. They used it to rub into wounds because they thought it would help cure the wound. Gozru bei me'ila, so in order to stop this, chazal goyza that they should be me'ila. Kivan de chozu dekapashi misofik hazoas. Once there was me'ila, so people kept away from using this eifa for a sofik hazoa. What this means is that there are many times that a person isn't certain if he is really a tomei meis, and the meile, he reasons like this: if I'm a tomei meis, of course there's no meila in the efer apor. Why? Because the ikir tachlis is to use it to be matar myself from tumas meis. So by using it kimitzvosoi, I'm not being moil. Moil is only when you use it improperly, and you have anoa from it in the use. Or you might see it from Hegdish by using it improperly. But when you use it for the mitzvah, you can't possibly be moil. But if a person is not tummy and he uses it, then it's possible that he should be moil by Hegdish during this use. And people who wanted to be medagdik would not use it for hazoth if they had a sofik that they were tamei and mason, because they were afraid they were tahorim and they would be moil in it. So doesn't put it back on the deraisa dikadin that there is no me'il in the efer apura. Taisus makes a very interesting observation. Rav Ashi says that people would take the ashes and rub it into their wounds. So Taisus says that there's a mandomer in the Gemara in Makkos who says that if anybody rubs efer mikla, that's efer from burning, into a makir, he's doing a nisir, because it's similar to ksoivas kaka, to tattooing, which is a nisir de'aifa, because by putting eifa into a wound, he leaves for a long time a yoshim, an imprint of the eifa. There's a black spot that we see in the wound, even if it helped to cure him. It'll take a long time for that black spot to dissolve into the body. And because of that, chazal were goyzer not to put eifa makla on a makya. So it would seem pretty far-fetched that people would put the efer into their makas. After all, it's a nisir. It's much more than just a zilvul in the efer apora, and Bezin would never have allowed people to do that. They would have punished people for doing that. So Tosfos says that Rav Ashi himself holds that there is no such nisir. It's muter litein efer makla al makosai. And the Mabel Lashita Savashi, people did that bederach kval to put efer on a maka. And because of this superstition concerning the Efer HaPorah, they would take Bedafke Efer HaPorah and put it into the Makkah. They held that that would make for a better cure. And that's why there had to be a special Gzeira making it the subject of Me'ilah to stop people from putting the Efer on their Makkah. Tosfos has a very interesting shail over here. When it says in the Gemara, go through Bei Me'ilah, that Chazal wa Goyzer Me'ilah, what does it mean exactly? Chazal wa Goyzer Me'ilah. After all, isn't Me'ilah a deraisa dika condition? Because what does Me'ilah mean if not for the chiyuv to bring a korban? So that's something that Chazal couldn't possibly be goyzer, because they couldn't be mechayev one to bring an asham me'ilois that would be bringing chulin le'azorah. So what is this inyan of gozru bei Me'ilah? So Tosfos says that we do find in Shas something called Me'ilah mederabonon. Of course, there can't be a korban me'ilah if someone's moil me'ilah derabonon, and Chazal say there's not even a chaymish. You just pay hegdish for the value of the item that you were moil in, if it went out of hegdish on that account, or for the amount of hanoah that you had, or for the amount of the item that was used up, according to the halachas of me'ilah, determining how much you pay. But you don't pay a chaymish, nor do you bring a korban. But the fact that there's me'ilah mederabonon on this scale is a Gemara in the beginning of Masecht Me'ilah. The Gemara speaks about Kodshei Kadoshim that died, if an animal of Kodshei Kadoshim, which was subject to Me'ilah, died. So it says there is no Me'ilah Midraisim, but there is Me'ilah Midrabonon, and the Gedorim of Me'ilah Midrabonon are as I described before. So it seems that that would be the case when it says over here, Gozru Bei Me'ilah. The Tosfos brings a very interesting pshat from Rav Ben Chaim Cohen, who says that in our case, the case of Efer, And in another widely known case, which is dam, all blood of kachin that's sprayed on a mizbeach has no me'ila, the Gemara says many times, that ein moilin bedomim. And yet, it's bedafki after the blood leaves the Azora and goes down into a stream below the Harabayas that Chachamim were misakin me'il over there. And they didn't allow the blood to be used as a fertilizer until it was paid for by the people who lived in the valley below the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chaim Kohen says that in our case of Efer and in the case of Dam, the kavana of Chazal when they said that Chachamim tiknu me'ilah was that Chachamim were makdish the Dam and the Efer, and they actually made it the property of Beda Kabayis so that the me'ilah there would be a me'ilah their Efer. Because the Dam and the Efer are owned by the Tzibur, and the Tzibur, represented by Bezin, has the power to be Makdish, the Dam and the Efer, a Kedusha Gemura, and Memela, it's Yesh by Me'ilah Midir Efer. Tosfos argues against the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chaim because of a Diuk in the Gemara showing that it wasn't so, but Hakol Moedim, that Bezin had the power to make a Me'ilah Midir Efer by being Makdish, the Efer, or the Dam. As it is, you know that the Dam does have Me'ilah Midrabbonan. They never withdrew that takona. But Efer only temporarily had Me'ilah because, like the Gemara says here, they made a second takona to restore the Efer, saying that there's no Me'ilah, the Efer Hapor. Now, I said before, and Rashi brings it down, that the first one of the seven takonas that Bezin made, where the Mishnah says, Vizu Ech Mehem, is that if a person finds a behema wandering around in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, so originally the one who found it was forced to bring the Nesochim, and then when people just left the behemoths and walked away from them, so Bezin was Mesachin and Takona that the Tzibur would bring the Nesochim. The Brisker of the Echlos Roche asks, on what basis was there an original Takona or Din that the one who finds it is Mechuyev to bring the Nesochim? Why should the one who finds it have any personal chiyuv at all? The chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda requires him to bring this korban back either to the Bailam or to make a korban out of it, by which means the hakrova will be a hashavah lebailam. But why should he have to pay anything out of his own pocket and bring this hochem? The Rav quotes Gemara in Zvochem. The Gemara says that in the parsha of Nesochem it says ho'ezroch, kol ho'ezroch yaseh kocho efeile. Ezroch means a Yid who's a citizen of Eretz Yisrael. Ezroch mevi nesochim, ve'ein akum mevi nesochim. A goy does not bring nesochim. The Gemara says, Yochel loy tehei oy lo asay tu'une nesochim. You might think that his korban oyla doesn't require nesochim. Talmud lema kocha, that all korban oylas require nesochim. So the Gemara comes out that a goy does not bring nesochim, but his korban requires nesochim. Now, exactly what does that mean? So Rashi and Tosfos explain that when the Gemara says a goy doesn't bring nesochim, it means nesochim haboyim b'fnei atzman. A person, a yid, could be menadev nesochim, and he could bring them without a korban. A goy could only bring nesochim together with a korban. That's the meaning of these two drashas. An akum is not mechuyev nesochim, and he can't bring nesochim, but his korban needs nesochim. Meaning that when he brings a korban, he should bring the nesochim along with the korban. The Rambam learns a different pshat, and he says the following, that a goy doesn't bring nesochim with his korban, meaning that a goy never brings nesochim, not by itself, and not even with his korban. A goy does not bring nesochim. But, the Rambam writes, niskehem krevim mishal tzibur, shenemar kocha, that the korban requires nesochim in HaTorah. It has to have nesochim when it's brought by the kohenim, otherwise they're not allowed to bring it, they're mevatel the din of nesochim. But who should pay for it? The tzibur should pay. Now, it's a little difficult to understand, because on one hand, the Gemara says that it's at my bezdin, the Bethesha Mishnah, and the Gemara also says that this inyan that his korban requires nesochim is a drosha min HaTorah kocha, and the Rambam says that the drosha is understood to mean that bezdin pays for the nesochim. So, is the chiyuv bezdin a deraisa? Bezdin means the tzibur, it's all the same. Is the chiyuv on the tzibur a deraisa, or is the chiyuv a derabonan at its mashmah, that it's only a takonan? The Biskerov says that everyone who is mechuyev a korban oyla or a korban shlomim is also mechuyev nesochim. The chiyuv that mechayev the person to bring an oyla, such as a neder or a nedove or an oyla that comes bechiyev, such as on their golem and so on, Those chiyuvim are mechayev at the same time a person to bring nesachim. It's a chelik of the chiyuv. He has a chiyuv on the korban and on the nesachim. The Gemara says, according to the Amos Pshat, a goy has no such chiyuv. He has no chiyuv to bring nesachim. But there's another halacha in the korban that one of the things that the korban requires for its hakarava is nesachim. Just like we see, for instance, salt has to come with the hakarava sakorban. Otherwise, no haktorah could be made without salt. Al korcho bon chotakev melach. But the Beis HaMikdash pays for the melech. It's a chelik of the Maisa HaKrova. So when the Goy's Korban is in the Beis HaMikdash, and we have to determine who's mechuyev to pay for the Nesachim, Midraisa, it can't be Korv without Nesachim. But the chiyuv to pay devolves upon Bezdin mitzad ha-takona. There's a takona that Bezdin should pay. Since there's no one else to pay, and they're the ones that are arranging for the bringing of the Korban, so they have this chayvus to see that it's carried out correctly. This is the takona that's mentioned in Masech Teshkolim. The Rav shows a case in contrast to this, which helps us understand it better. By a korban toide, there's also lechem that comes along with a korban toide. But if the din could possibly be that someone would be put there from bringing lechem along with the toide, then no one would have to substitute for that person and bring lechem with the toide. Because lechem is not a chelik of the hakarava satoida. It's not an adjunct to the korban toida. Lechem that comes with the toida is a chelik of the chiyuv of the baal hakorban. The baal hakorban, who is mechuyuv to bring the korban toida to carry out the terms of his neder, is also mechuyuv to bring lechem, even if he didn't specifically mention it. But it's not needed in order to complete the hakarava of the korban toida. Nesachim are needed to complete the hakarava of the korban oila or shlamim. A goy, of course, could only bring an oila, and when he does send an oila, so he's not b'chuyv anything at Baal HaKorban, but the Korban itself requires Nesachim, and at my Bezin says that Bezin pays for it. Now this, the Biskirov says, is how we have to understand the Inyan that originally those who found the Korban and brought them B'Torah Sashavas HaVeda to the Beis HaMikdash became b'chuyv to pay from their own pocket for the Nesachim. Of course, they don't have that chiyuv that the Baal HaKorban has. They are not the Baal HaKorban, the finders. And they don't have to bring the Sochem. They don't even have to bring the Korban. But the Metzias, they are the ones who are working with the Korban. They're the Mezian. They're the ones who are seeing to it that the Korban is brought. And since the Korban requires for its own hechsher to have the Sochem come along with it, and they're the ones who are bringing the Korban, the Melech, they're mechuyev to see that it's brought properly, and that all the tnoim in the Havos HaKorban are kept. The Biskerov Zeichel Avrocha makes another diuk in the Lashon HaGemara, which gives us a fascinating insight into these takonas, these sheva takonas, sheskinu bezdin. The Gemara says, and this is the way it's brought in Halacha, tanai bezdin ve'ein moilin be'efer pora. That exact Lashon is quoted by the Rambam in his Halacha. Now, it would seem from a quick look at the Gemara that this din, that Ein Moilin Be'efer HaPorah, is a Deraisadik din. Originally there was a takona to change that Deraisadik din, but the Chachamim restored the Deraisad. So now, Al Pidin, there shouldn't be a Tanai Bezdin, the Ein Moilin Be'efer HaPorah. There should rather be a Deraisadik din, the Ein Moilin Be'efer HaPorah. This so-called Tanai Bezdin was nothing more than a bittle of the first Tanai Bezdin that there is Me'il Be'efer HaPorah. So the Biskerov says that Asulu Bizman HaZeh, after they restored the Deraisa, it's still considered to be a Takona Derabonan. It's a new Takona superimposed on the old Takona that there is Me'ilah Be'efer HaPorah. But the fact that there's no Me'ilah today has the status of a Tanai Bezdin, of a Takona Derabonan. It's not considered just a simple Deraisa. Now, there's a major Nafkimina. If another Bezdin should come along one day and decide that there's a new reason for changing the Din and restoring Me'ilah to the Efer HaPorah, it wouldn't be possible for them to do it unless they were bigger than that Bezin that made the second Takona, the Chochmah of a Minyan, as is required for any Bezin wishing to change the Takona of an earlier Bezin. Now, if the second Bezin just simply restored it to a Deraisa, so now we have a Deraisa Dikadin that could be changed by a Takona Derabonon of any Bezin that makes a Takona. Lav Davka, one that's bigger the Chochmah of a Minyan than the past Bezin, because any Bezin, B'chol Dor Shehu, could make a takona to safeguard the Deraisas and make certain changes. But if this din that there's no me'ila is considered a takona of the previous bezin, it still has the status of a tnai bezin, then no new bezin could change that unless they're bigger b'chochma minyan than the bezin that made this takona to restore the deraisa. Thought the Gemara weiter. Tone rabbona. Par helam dover shel tzibur uzir avoyz kechovim b'tchilo mag bin lohen. The par helam dover that the tzibur brings when the Bezdin HaGodol paskind that a certain Chi of Chorus is Mutter, and the Reis of the Tzibur is over on that Chi of Chorus, and now the Mechuv to bring one par for the entire Tzibur, a Lashon Yochid par Helam Dover, or in the case of the Tzibur being told that they could do a certain thing which is really Avodah Zorah, and the Bezdin HaGodol paskind that they're allowed, and the Reis of the Tzibur went and did it al Pihem, and they have to bring Seirei Avodah Kechovim, that is a par V'Soer, the pile of oil and the soil of lechatos. The Loshon Seirei means there are many Seirim. And Titus points out a little contradiction in the Loshon, because the same man, the Omer, that holds that if Roiv Tzibur was choyte by Vez Kechovim, they have to be many Seirim, that very same man, the Omer, holds that in the case of Par Helam Dover, they have to be many Purim. The one, on the other hand, that holds that there's one Par, in the case of Par Helam Dover, for the entire Tzibur, would also hold that there's one Soer in the case of Avodas Kerchovim for the entire Tzibur, of course together with a Par. Par Lo'il of the Soer L'chatas. So why in the world should it say a Lashon Yochid by Par and a Lashon Rabban by Seirim? But that kasha aside, the halacha is B'tchila Mag Bin Lohen, Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that when such karbonas become a chiyuv, so we don't take the money out of Tumas Alishka, but we make a special magbis, a special gviya, to get new money from the tzibur for these karbonas. Reb Shimon says that Tumas Alishka hin boen. Reb Shimon says that it comes from the Tumas Alishka, the karbonas are paid for by the same money that karbonas tzibur are brought. Checking more of Ohatanya Itche, we learn the Braisa that says the opposite. Reb Yehuda says it comes from Tumas Alishka, and Reb Shimon says there's a new gviya for these karbonas. Hi minayhu achrita. Which of the two Braises came later? It seems apparent that both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon had a change of heart. One of them said at first that it comes from Tumas Alishka, then changed his mind to say B'tchilo Mag Bin Lohen, and the other one said the opposite. So the Gemara wants to know which Braisa was said last and is to be taken as the final word. It seems apparent from the Gemara that both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon had a change of heart. One of them said at first that the karbonas come from the Tumas Alishka, and later changed his mind to say that B'tchilo Mag Bin Lohen. The other mandoma said at first that B'tchilo Mag Bin Lohen, and later he changed to say it comes from the Tumas Halishka. And the Gemara wants to know which Braisa came later, and Memela, that would be the final word in the subject. So the Gemara Amru Rabbonon Kemei Rav Ashi, that the Rabbonon and the Talmidim said this over in front of Rav Ashi. Leime Kamaisa Achrit. The first Braisa quoted here in Al Gemara, that was the one that was said last. We hear from the previous discussion that we had in the Gemara before that the Pshimon is worried about Pshia. That Mishnah in Shkolin, which is the memory of Reb Shimon, where he said that there are all these takonas that Bezin made, those takonas are there because of Pshia. Bezin saw that people were Pshia and weren't makir of the karbonas they found, so Bezin undertook to pay for the Nesochim. Bezin saw that the Yorshim weren't bringing the Chavitin, so they took over Hukumua de Reise and paid for the Chavitin themselves, and so on. And since Reb Shimon is Chayash L'Pshia, so he wouldn't allow a new Gviya to be made especially for these Karbonas, the Parhelm Dover and the Sheva is Kechovim, because that need for a new Magvis would lead to a Pshia and the Korban would never be brought. So Reb Shimon L'Shitoso says that it has to come from Tumas Alishka. And that's the svara that's in agreement with his other shitas that we had previously, that is Chayash L'Pshia. So it must be that this Braisa, the way our Gemara quoted in the beginning, the full Braisa, where it says Reb Shimon Leimim Metum Salishkein Boyen, must be the final word. Because the svara behind this memory is that is Chayash L'Pshia, and that's why it comes from Tumas Salishkein. Amlu Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said to the Talmidim who said this svara, Afil Tema Basraisa Achritin. You could even say that the other braisa, the second one, is the last one. And Reb Shimon says that B'tchilo Mag Bin Lohen, and he's not Chayash L'Pshia. Aye, before he is Chayash L'Pshia, Kiko Chayash Reb Shimon L'Pshia, B'milta the last B'hu Kapora B'kavo. when the person who would have to pay for it has no kapora from the korban, then we're afraid he'll be posheya because he's not being helped by the korban. Such as in the case where someone finds a behemoth and he doesn't have the kapora from that korban. Or the yorshim of the kohen godel, who have no kapora from the chazitin. They're just financing a korban that has to be brought. But over here, by chatos parhel and dover, here they kechovim, where Klal Yisrael has a kapora, and they very much want to bring the korban, he's not choshesh, that will be posheya. It's for their benefit. My havalo, what's the final word? Toshma. We learn now from the extra words korboni lachmi li'ishai that Sibur is mechuyev to pay for additional korbonis other than those mentioned specifically in this parasha, and we say here the extra word comes to be marba these korbonis sheboim etzumas halishka that the tzibur the etzumas halishka pays for them and divrei Reb Shimon, this is the words of Reb Shimon, which means that the Reb Shimon dashen is from a pasuk that the tzibur pays for these korbonis. So that shows that the b'raisa that we have in our Gemara, the first b'raisa that says etzumas halishka in boim, is Reb Shimon's final svara because he learned it out from a pasuk, so it surely must be the thing that he holds from l'maskonim u'shleim ahoy sakreva. It was brought in complete shear, completely thrown at once. Omer b'chi le'abe, boy Rabbi Yochanan, shleima shachris shleima bein harboyim. Does it mean that it was twice a day shleima? Two asaranas were brought during each day, one in the morning and one bein harboyim. I do ma shleima shachris ubetela bein harboyim. In the morning it was brought in complete, a whole shear. But by night, bein harboyim, nothing was brought at all, because more than one asaran a day, it's impossible to be mechayev. Omer ova toshma, shmini b'chavitin. The eighth kohen in the Seder HaKorovas HaTomit carried the korban de minchas chazitin to the mizbeach. Then he said, "Betelo bein harbayim. If bein harbayim there's no minchas chazitin, hazim nim v'loy mashkech v'shmini b'chazitin. Sometimes there is no eighth kohen carrying the chazitin. So how could we include the chazitin into this list of the Seder HaKorovas HaTomit as number eight when sometimes there is such a number eight and sometimes there isn't?" So perhaps it would have been better to say, Uchshe yesh shom chazitin, koyen achem evi chazitin. Once we give him a number and put him into the Seder, it's simply there all the time. Echidomi, which is the case when he's not there, the meis koyen godel, v'lo yminu achet tachtov. When the koyen godel dies and there's no new koyen godel, so in such a case, there's no chazitin by night, and memele, since it's sometimes left out, it shouldn't be included into the list. Amu rabbonu kemeid rab yirmiya. The Rabbanan said over this Toshma, this Raya, in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. To prove that it's always brought, there are two Asaranas, one in the morning, one by night. Omar, Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, Bavloye tepshoye, foolish Bavliyim, Mishum diyasu ba'ar dechashoyecha, since you sit in a dark country. Bavel is a country that's mostly valleys, where there's much more darkness than in Eretz Yisrael, where there are many hills. And that's why the Eretz Yisrael, they could call the Bavel an Arad HaChashoich, a dark country. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Mishum, the Yasvu Ba'aser HaChashoich, you sit in the dark land, Amri Shmai to the Mechashchan, you say over Chidushim that make a dark for people, which are incorrect. He said, Elo Diktoni, according to the way you're Medayek from the word Shmini, that if it's left out once in a great while, it can't be included into the list. So what do we do with the case of Shvi Basoilus, the seventh Kohen carried the Soilus Bulu Vashemin, the Shvi Bayayan, the ninth one carried the Yayan? Hoch Enami, the Lord Batli, we never were without the Soilus and the Yayan. Well, isn't it true that sometimes the Korban Tomid was brought without Soilus and Yayan? Because it says from a Derashim in Chotem and Eskayim Balayla that you could bring the Mincha and the Nesachim of the Tamidim and Musafim Balayla by night, even after Yontif, after Shabbos, after the day and the next day. It could be brought tomorrow as well. So, Ella de'i, an emergency case. De'i means what if something strange and different happened? Like Tony, that it doesn't say in the Mishnah. So the normal case was to have the seventh do this, the eighth do this, and the ninth do this, and that was done almost all the time. But yes, it is possible that once in a very great while, it was left out completely. Okay, so to another case, the E like Tony. We don't want to learn a case which is different and strange and due to some bit of evidence happening. when they told her the story of what Rabbi Yumi said to Rabbi, Omar, he said, Mibshusin Amrikamayu, our poor Svoris is the only thing that people tell over to the Chachorim in Eretz Yisrael. Mitivusin, our good Chedushin, Lo Yamrikamayu. Nobody says that over in front of the Chachorim in Eretz Yisrael, so they have a very low opinion of us. So it's mashma over here that Rabbi accepted the time of Rabbi Yumi, and it could be that there is no Minchas Chazitin Bein Harbayim in these special DE cases. Then the Gemara goes on, Hoder Omer Rava, Rava said later on, no, Hani Nami Tivusini. This which we said that there must be a mincha every Bein Arbayim, that's also a good svara, it's one of our better chedushim, and it's true. I'll bring you a raya from the Pasuk to that. Omakro, Toilas Mincha Tomid, the Chazitin is something that's compared to the Korban Tomid, Harehilacha Kevinchas Tamidim, it's like a Korban Tomid, and it has to be brought over time. The Shachar and Bein Arbayim. So it seems as if we have already a raya brura that it is brought by Boker and Bein Harbayim. Then the Gemara says, "My Haviyalo." But what's the halacha anyway? But it's mashar from these words, "My Haviyalo," that the Hoychocha from Toilus Minchas Tomid was unacceptable, or at least maybe unacceptable to the Chachomim. Otherwise, we wouldn't be asking "My Haviyalo." What we had before was a maskonin, a strong raya. I'll bring you a raya. Tanya, we learn in the Braise, Shleima Shachris, Shleima Bein Harboyim, that true, there has to be a Minchas Chazitin by Shachris and always Bein Harboyim. The Gemara writes, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Pligi Bo, Abbi Yossi Ben Stoy and Rabbonan. There's an important machloikis concerning Chazitin between Abbi Yossi Ben Stoy and Rabbonan. Abbi Yossi Ben Stoy, Omer, Mafer Shlosh, Nei Kemotzim Shel Levoina, that for the Minchas Chazitin there are two Kemotzim of Levoina. Koimetz Shachris, a Koimetz Bein Harboyim. Wonderful Koimetz by Shachris, wonderful Koimetz Bein Harboyim. That goes together with the Chalas and the oil and everything we had before. Rabbonin Ami, the Rabbonin say, Mafresh Lakoimetz Echot. The entire Minchas Chazitin is one Koimetz, and it ends up with Chatzi Koimetz Shachris. Half a Koimetz goes and gets burnt with the Shachris part of the Chazitin. The Chatzi Koimetz Bein Harboyim, the other half Bein Harboyim. But my Koimetz, Ligi, what's the basis of the Machloikis? How could we have a half a koimetz in the morning and half bein harbayim? We never find any such thing as a half a koimetz used in any korban. So we have to give each hakarova the minimum shear of levoina, which is a full koimetz. We never see a need for two koimetz levoina for one single isor. So the most we could have is one koimetz levoina. Now, in the din of Abba Yossi ben Destoy, who said that there are two kamotzim, one by Shachris and one by Ben Harbayim, Rashi was medagdik in the Loshin of Mafrish Loshnei Kamotzim Shalavoyna. And Rashi writes, this last Rashi on the Omud, Keshehoya mevi Isoran Shalom Ibeisoy, when he brought the entire Isoran from his house, you know that's the halacha by Chavitin. You can't bring a half Isoran in the morning and a half by night. The whole Isoran must be brought at once. That's a halacha in the Havo of the Chazitin. It must be brought completely and then divided in half. And Rashi continues, at the same time, Mevi'imai shnei kamotzim. He brings two kamotzim, shelavoina, together with the Yisoran Sholem, u'makrev ho'echad l'chatzi Yisoran Shol Shachris, v'ho'echad v'chatzi Shol Bein Harbayim. It's mashma from the Loshon of Rashi that Abbi Yossi ben Stoy holds there's a din of machatzisa ba'boiker u'machatzisa ba'orev by Levoina, as well as by the soilus. Just like by the soilus, you got to bring a complete Isoran and then divide it, so too you have to start out with two kamatzim, bring it together with the complete Isoran, and then divide the two kamatzim into two portions of one koimetz each. This Rashi is medagdik from the word mafrish loshnei kamatzim, that the hafrosha originally has to be two complete kamatzim. And the same would apply to the sheet of the Rabbanon, who say mafrish lakoimetz echod. You have to set aside one koimetz and then divide it in half in the same manner that you do to the soilus. Machatzisa ba'boiker or machatzisa ba'orev. Now, we're going to come back to this inyan later on and show that there are other yeshayanim who don't learn pshat like Rashi. But before we do that, we have to go to the Gemara Vayter. Until now, we spoke about the regular minchas chazitin, when the Kohen Gadol is alive. And how does this machloikas Abbi Yossi ben Destoy and Rabbonon apply in a case where the Kohen Gadol died, and we're bringing an Isor and Sholem Baboiken and an Isor and Sholem Bein Harbayim? So the Gemara deals with that now. Boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following shaila. Kohen Gadol Shemeis, the Kohen Gadol died, v'lo yminu achet tachtov, and they didn't appoint another one in his place. Rabbanon, huch below Levoino, soy oloi. Do we say like the Rabbanon that we double the Levoino, or don't we say? Miyamjinon, do we say mitershe huch below Soltoi huch below Levoino, soy? Since we double the flour, we should double the Levoino as well. Vidilma, maida goli goli, maida loi goli, loi goli. What we see beferish in the Torah, that we're mechuyev to double, this we have to do. But if the Torah didn't say it beferish, so we keep the old shear of a half a kaimitz in the morning and a half a kaimitz in the evening. Loit Abba Yossi ben Estoy, there's no shaila. Because he originally said there's one kaimitz in the morning and one kaimitz in the evening. And the only reason he did that was because loit ashkechinon chatzi kaimitz, we don't find a chatzi kaimitz that's brought separately. Otherwise, he would have agreed with the Rabbanon that one kaimitz per isorin is enough. Well, now that we have a full isorin in the morning and a full isorin in the evening, there's no reason at all to double the levoina, because we do have a kaimitz sholem in the morning and a kaimitz sholem by night. Adrab, it would be a very big chiddush to say that we have two kemotzim of levoina in the morning, because we never find a mincha of one isorin with two kemotzim. So there's no iboy according to the sheet of Abba Yossi ben Destoy whether we double the levoina. We definitely don't. Then the Gemara continues with shemen, but when it comes to shemen, bein la Abba Yossi ben Destoy, bein la Rabbonan. According to both, mahu, what's the din? Do we double the shear of shemen? Because l'kula alma the shear is gimel lugin for the yisorin, 1.5 in the morning and 1.5 by night. And now that we have a full yisorin in the morning, perhaps we should bring gimel lugin for the full yisorin and another gimel lugin by night. Toshma, there's a Mishnah Vayta that says, hey, kemotzim hein. There are five different kemotzim. Two of the five are the kemotzim that go in the spoonfuls of levoina next to the lechem aponim. The bozichei lechem aponim have a kaimitz each, and these are two of the five kemotzim. But the kaimitz levoina that goes along with the chazitin is not part of that cheshbin, because that Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan over here, the Rabbanan of Abba Yossi ben Estoy, who say that there's a half a kaimitz in the morning and a half a kaimitz by night, and there is no kaimitz sholem, and therefore this kaimitz is not in the cheshbin, because it's never brought out one complete kaimitz. So the Gemara says, V'yamisa, if we double the share of kaimitz, and we say, when there's no kaimitz, go, that there's a full kaimitz in the morning and a full kaimitz by night, then zimnin de mashkachas lozayim, sometimes you have the seven kemotzim instead of five, because the two kemotzim of the chavitin, one in the morning and one by night, should be counted into the cheshbin, just like the two bozichim of levoina. They're counted for two separate kemotzim in this list, so we should have an additional two from the kemotzim of the chavitin, when there's no kohen gadol. The Gemara answers, that's no raya, de'i loik toni. We don't include in the list a case that doesn't happen too often. It only happens because of an emergency situation. Yosef, Rav Pop, is a kohen gadol ha-shmaita. Rav Pop was sitting and saying this shmaita, Amar Rav Yosef, ba-shmaita, Rav Pop, one of the five kemotzim is a case where a person is a makter kemotz of a mincha outside the azora, a case where he's mechuyev koros for the aver of halavachut, and that's also a case of de'i, a kemotz which doesn't happen regularly. It only happens on a special complicated occasion when somebody wants to do the aver of halavachut. So once we say that the e ktoni in the list is cases of the e, so then we should put in the two kmotzim brought when there's no kohen gadol. So we do have somewhat of a raya that there must be half a kohen in the morning and half of a kohen by night, even when there's no kohen gadol. But it's not a clear cut raya. So the Gemara says, "My havalo, what's the final word?" Omer nachn by Yitzchak Toshma, desanya kohen gadol shemeis v'leiminu achat tachtav shleima shachis u'shleima bein harabayim. You have to have a full isorin in the morning and a full isorin by night. U'mafresh lo beiz kemotzim, and you put two kemotzim for the mincha. Kaimet shachris, a kaimet beinu arbayim. A full kaimet in the morning and a full kaimet beinu arbayim. Now, this could go either like the Rabbanan or like Abba Yossi ben Destoy. If it goes like Abba Yossi ben Destoy, then, as we said before, there's surely no doubling of the kaimet. It's in all cases one in the morning and one beinu arbayim. If it goes like Rabbanan, we would have a raya from here that we say huchbul levoinosai. It's doubled because under normal circumstances there's a half a kaimitz in the morning and half bein harbayim. And then the braisa continues, u'mafresh lo shloishes lugin. When it comes to shemen, there are three lugin of shemen, lugu mechta shachis, lugu mechta bein harbayim. We don't double the share of oil. This is the normal share of oil. Mani, ilay me Rabbanan, if it goes like Rabbanan. And we see from here that the Levoina was doubled, and the oil was not doubled. Maishna Levoina, so the Huchpala, why should the Levoina be doubled? Umaishna Shamna, the Loi Huchpala. And why should the Shemin not be doubled? Elo Abi Yossi Ben Estoihi. It must come out like Abi Yossi Ben Estoi. The Omach, Habite Koen Godel, the Alma Shnei Kmotzim Boi. Always we need two Kmotzim. And since there are two Kmotzim here, even though the soil is doubled, so what do we see? Levoina Loi Huchpala. The Levoina is not doubled. We should go along. The Levoina is not doubled according to Abi Yossi Ben Estoi in any case. The Shemen Loi Huchpal. And the Shemen is also not doubled, because it continues to be 1.5 in the morning and 1.5 Bein Arbayim. Omid Hashanan Le'Abi Yosef Ben Estoy Loi Huchpal. And since the Shemen is not doubled, Levoinosa Vishamna Le'Rabonon, the Levoina and the Shemen Loi Terabonon, Nami Loi Huchpal, are also not doubled. In short, the only thing that's doubled, according to anyone, is the soilus. But the Shemen and the Levoina remain the same, whether there's half of the Soran or a fully Soran. Then the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Abi Yosef Ben Estoy. Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha is like Abi Yosef Ben Estoy, who holds, we have two Kmotzim, one Beshachas and one Bein Arbayim, by every Minchav Chavitin. Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hochi, how could Rabbi Yochanan have said this? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha is Stam Mishneh? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that Halacha is like a Stam Mishneh? Utnan Chamisha Kmotzim name. The Stam Mishneh says there are only five Kmotzim, and the Levoina for the Chavitin is not included in the Cheshbin because only a half a Kainet is brought at a time. So that goes like the Rabbon, not like Abi Yosef Ben Estoy, and that's a Stam Mishneh. So the Gemara says, Amiroyinin Huvalid Rabbi Yochanan, it's an old Machlokes Amiroyim. One Talmud, one Amoyer of Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yochanan always paskins like a Stam Mishneh, and as such, he would have to paskin like the Rabbonon, not like Abi Yosef Ben Estoy. And the other Amoyer said that in certain cases, he did not paskin like Stam Mishneh, and one of them is our case where he paskins like Abi Yosef Ben Estoy. Now, the halacha all over Shas is that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Stam Mishneh. That's what we assume throughout Shas. And Memela, we have to say that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like the Rabbonon. It's not enough kimina to us, of course, because it's what we would call Hilchas or Beshichet. Nevertheless, the Rambam brings down the sheet of the Rabbonon in the Yad HaChazaka that there's a half a koimetz in the morning and a half a koimetz in the evening. Now, we had mentioned earlier that from Rashi we see clearly that when Abi Yosef Ben Estoy says, Mafresh lo shnei kemotzim, echod b'shachas v'echod bein arbayim, it means that the same rule that applies to soilus applies to Levoina. That is, that just like by soilus, the entire shear has to be brought together and then split in half in the Beis HaMikdash, so too by Levoina. He has to be mafresh shnei kemotzim b'yachat, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash in that manner, together with the full shear of soilus, and then split the Levoina into two separate portions of one kaimetz apiece. And consequently, like the Rabbonin, it would be the same thing. One complete kaimetz is brought, and there's a din of machtisa b'boik or machtisa b'orif, which tells us to split that kaimetz later on in the same manner as we split the mincha into two portions. The Rambam, though, in reference to this last halacha that we had concerning a case where the Kohen Gadol died and we bring a full Isorin in the morning and a full Isorin bin Arbayim, the Rambam says the following lashon: Lug u'mechta shemen, 1.5 lugin of oil, v'chatzi kaimetz levoina, and a half a kaimetz levoina, le'isorin shel boiker, that's brought with the Isorin of boiker, v'lug u'mechta shemen, v'chatzi kaimetz levoina, le'isorin shel bein u'arbayim. Again, 1.5 lugin of oil, a half a kaimetz of levoina for the Isorin of bein u'arbayim. That lashon of the Rambam is a little bit more noite to be understood to mean that there is no din of machtzisa ba'boiker, machtzisa ba'orev when it comes to shemen and levoina. But this shear, half a koimet, 1.5 lugin of shemen, is a shear that could be brought all by itself with the isoron of the morning. And presumably, when the Kohen Gadol is still alive, and the shear of levoina and the oil is the same as when there's a mace Kohen Gadol, but in the case of Kohen Gadol is alive, we bring half an isoron in the morning, we still bring half the koimetz of levoina and 1.5 lugin of oil separately to the Beit HaMikdash to be brought with that half of isorin. The isorin had to be brought completely and then divided, but the koimetz of levoina could be brought as separate portions, not together as one complete koimetz and three complete lugin, but the half of koimetz independently and 1.5 lugin independently. That's what the mashmois of the lashon seems to indicate. The Brisker of the Echelos Rocha says that according to this way of thinking, the Lashon HaGemara could be understood. Before the Gemara said, Abi Yosef ben Nestori says, there has to be a complete kaimitz in the morning and a complete kaimitz in the evening. Why? Because Loi Ashkechon Chatzi Kaimitz Dekorev. We never find a half a kaimitz being brought as a korban. And so we must say in Asfora that there has to be a full kaimitz. But there seems to be a very strong kash on this, because the chavitin itself is brought as a half an isorin in the morning and a half an isorin in the evening. And that very same reasoning that says Loi Ashkechon Chatzi Kaimitz Dekorev should tell us Loi Ashkechon Chatzi Isorin Dekorev. Nobody ever sees a Chatzi Isorin being brought as a korban in any case. And since we have an odd korban over here which has a chatzi isorin, why not say that it could have a chatzi kaimitz too? But according to what we said earlier, it's easily understood. Because there is no chatzi isorin. There's only a holy isorin. A holy isorin has to be brought because why motzi no chatzi isorin the korban? It has to be a holy isorin. But it's split into, it's one large korban, it's split into two parts. Half of that holy isorin is brought in the morning, and the other half is brought in the evening, but it's one holy isorin that's brought into the Beis HaMikdash as the korban. On the other hand, when it comes to Levoina, you can't say like that, because there is no din machtisa b'boker, machtisa b'orev by Levoina, meaning there is no din that you bring a whole thing and then split it in half. Each half is brought separately. So Abi Yosef ben Nestori says, if we have half a kaimitz in the morning and half a kaimitz bein harbayim, each half would be separate from the other. And we'd have chatzi kaimitz dekorev, which is never found. If we do it Rashi's way, though, there shouldn't be a problem, because we have a full kaimitz that's being brought in the same manner as the full isorin is brought for the mincha itself. And then this kaimitz is put into two parts, which shouldn't provide us with a problem, just like the chatzi isorin is not considered to be problematic. He brings another very beautiful raya, because in the case of Meis Kohen Gadol, we see there's a full isorin in the morning and a full isorin bein harbayim, and yet, like the chachanim, there's still a chatzi kaimitz in the morning and a chatzi kaimitz bein harbayim. Now, if the meaning of chatzi kaimitz is that there's a korban of one complete kaimitz, but it's split into two parts, each of a chatzi kaimitz, then al pisvora, we would have to double the levoina in case of Meis Kohen Gadol. Because when Meis Kohen Gadol, we bring a full isorin in the morning and a full isorin bein harbayim, meaning that there's no longer a din of machtisa baboiker and machtisa ba'orev. We bring a full shir baboiker and a full shir ba'orev. Surely we don't have to take two isorinus and bring it into the Beis HaMikdash and split it into two shares of one isorin apiece, once in the morning and once in bein harbayim. Once there's a full isorin in the morning and a full isorin bein harbayim, there's no longer a din of machtisa baboiker or machtisa ba'orev. Each isorin is brought separately. And if that's the case, then why by Levoina do we still bring a half a kaimitz in the morning and a half a kaimitz bein harbayim? If bringing a half a kaimitz is a product of machtzisa, meaning that we really bring a full kaimitz and split it, then in this case, where the korban that's being brought is not a machtzisa korban, it's a full isorin in the morning independently of the isorin by night. It's no longer a half a korban as we do when the Kohen Gadol is alive. In that case, we should bring a full kaimitz in the morning and a full kaimitz by night, because there's no longer any splitting. Now, that would be true if bringing a half a kaimitz would be considered a product of splitting a full kaimitz, machtisa b'avayka, machtisa b'orev, as Rashi seems to indicate. Then we have a big taina to say over here that since there's no more splitting, when we're bringing the full isorin of toilus, we're not splitting the korban any longer, there's no longer any machtisa. So that same thing should apply to the Levoina. No longer in a machtisa, bring now a full kaimitz. But if we say that all along the half a kaimitz was a korban by itself, it had no shaychus to the other half a kaimitz. That's brought bein harbayim. But each half kaimitz is an independent korban, and therefore it doesn't change just because there's a full isorin in the morning and a full isorin by night. So it seems that we do have an important machloikis here between Rashi and the Rambam, whether by Levoina and Shemin there's a din of machtisa baboiker, machtisa ba'orev, meaning that there's a chiyuv to bring a full shear and split it into two parts, this being Rashi Shita, and the other day of the Rambams, that says that when it comes to climate to Levoina, the morning shear is independent of the Bein Harbayim shear. And of course the Nafkemina is enormous. What if after the Hakrova of Chavitin in the morning, the other half, let's say the half kaimitz like the Rabbanan remaining for Bein Harbayim, becomes tummy or gets lost? like Rashi, a full kaimitz must be brought in foot and half, and like the Rambam, it's enough to bring a half a kaimitz and bring it for the chavit and shobein or abayim.